As we catch up once again with the head coach of the Abbotsford Heat, always very good with his time, and we appreciate it, Troy Ward, joining us on the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline. Good morning, Coach.
Boomer, how you doing today?
Fantastic. How's life on the road?
Oh, life's on the road. It's not bad. We're back at it. We're back in Utica, New York, so a nice, easy commute from Abbotsford.
Yes, really convenient. Really convenient, right? I think the last time we talked to you, you were in stinking Utica, New York?
I think so. It was like these are trips that you don't want to make around Christmas. I think we left at 7 a.m. We got here at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Oh my goodness! At least it's not freezing. Oh, it's freezing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little chilly here.
Yeah,
oh,
it's like some of those. It's like we're not like we end up in Phoenix or something. We end up in Utica, New York.
That would be nice.
Well, I guess in a very broad sense, Coach, do what you can to get us caught up. There's been more wins than losses, and that's always a good thing.
Yeah, thanks, Boomer. We've been able to maintain our first half here at a good pace. I mean, we've dropped a few here and there. Our homestand was okay. Kind of thought it was what I thought it would be, like struggled the first weekend, which was against Utica at home. And then we picked up some momentum during the middle part of the homestand, and we lost our last game there against Iowa. So it wasn't bad, but we've endured some injuries and some changes, so that's all part of the process here.
Walk us through some of those injuries, and obviously we know one significant change as Sven Berchi was sent back, but what other lineup changes have you endured?
Well, we lost Paul Byron, which has been a good thing for the Flames because obviously he's playing very well up top. So we lost him, and he was during most of that home stretch there, we lost his presence on the ice. And we've got Sven down, but Sven hasn't played a game. Tonight will be his first game in a Heat uniform this year. We got Smith down. Derek came down and played two games in the homestand for us. We had some changes from Alaska back and forth and a couple injuries and things like that. But in general, you know, we're anxious to get Sven's game going here and hopefully continue along with Derek Smith.
How's Sven's state of mind? I know how tough that can be getting sent down, and you always say you always sit down with a guy when he comes back, and that's tough coming down.
Yeah, it's tough coming down, but it's getting becoming more the norm of the game, you know, a little bit with guys, especially in their early years, they go up and they have some instant success, and things settle in, and then they got to continue to be good pros, and the consistency word comes up, And I thought my talk with Sven was good. I thought his demeanor has been good in practice. He's had some good intensity to him, and now we've got to help him along through the process of the game and do the things necessary to hopefully get him back up and playing.
And you've lost Michael Ferland, at least for the beginning of this trip here. It sounded like he got nicked up in practice. What has he meant to you of late? Because he continues to show up on the score sheet.
Well, Ferland's been going great. I mean, it's really an unfortunate injury, just a freak, you know, hit in practice, and so that kind of dents us a little bit, especially, you know, considering our size down here. We have decent team speed. We're not an overly big team, and Michael takes up a lot of space and can play a physical game both with his shoulders and, if need be, certainly can stand up to some opponents and protect his teammates. So that's a big loss for our team, just because even though he's really kind of in his first year, so to speak, he does have a presence on the ice. He's been playing very well, as you mentioned, Ryan.
Another first-year guy, Tyler Wotherspoon, who I know you always would wonder if he was going to show up as a black ace, but that Portland team just kept winning and winning every spring. How's he done in his first year against the men?
He's done pretty well. He had a little injury that he got, you know, in Oklahoma one weekend, and he missed some games. But otherwise, you know, he's been back there. He's been with Brady Lamb a good portion of the year, especially during that one win streak there. I thought he played really well as a young man. He handled himself really well. He has to continue to play at a higher pace and play with more intensity, but those are normal things that any first-year guy would have to do. So I'm not speaking out of norm there. It's just part of the growth process for him. But his game has been good. I think when he plays really, really simple and you hardly notice him, those are some of his best games.
Chatting with Troy Ward, the head coach of the Abbotsford Heat here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. I just want to double back to Berchi for a moment. For him to go to the American Hockey League and score a bunch of goals or put up a bunch of points, I mean, he has the ability to do that. From a franchise and organizational standpoint, what is it that obviously the Flames or you want to see from him? Because, like I say, I think the points could almost come easy for him at this point.
Yeah, those are that's a good point, Boomer. Like, there's an overall development package that has to get done here. And first things first, like for me, just to get the way the European mind thinks and plays, we got to get his confidence. So I'd like to get his puck touches way up, get his confidence going again with the puck, especially in making passes. And the other thing about Sven is Sven has to play a very quick game. Like, he has to shoot the puck, avoid people that can hang on when he's not a big body. He can't get to a standstill. He's got to play a very fast-paced game and share the puck with people. But I think one of the things that his development is going to need down here is he's going to need to get his shots. Whether he scores or not for us remains to be seen. I'm just hoping that we can get anywhere from 6 to 10 shots a game out of this young man, and he's moving his feet and he's playing hard. The hard areas are part of Bob's development, and certainly the NHL. Like, he has to play harder, and sometimes that hard through a smaller guy in Nature Boomer is through his legs. Mm-hmm. So we've got to increase his work ethic on a consistent shift-to-shift and game-to-game basis, and hopefully get him shooting a lot of pucks so that he can play, like, without somebody hanging on him. When he struggles at this level and maybe in the NHL, it's because he hangs on the puck a little bit long, so we've got to have him moving the puck.
Well, and in terms of the speed of the game that he should be playing at, I feel like he's kind of been off all season, and I almost go back to watching him in Penticton at the Young Stars tournament, and then there was the inter-squad game or whatever you want to call it against the UFC Dinos. It just did not seem like he was playing at that elevated rate. That's the speed seemed to be kind of gone from his game, and I mean, that's one of his great attributes and assets, and if he's not using that, then yeah, you're going to become just another one of the guys in the mix.
Yeah, and that's and I think he understands that. He's maturing through the process, and sometimes, you know, we're getting some good play. Obviously, I think for the fans and for Bob up top, Coach Hartley, that he had some good games and did some good things. The thing that will continue to maintain his consistency down here, a lot has to do with just his overall maturity and how you just handle the pro day to day, and the goods and the bads, and how you can remain consistent. And I think that's still part of the process where Sven is at, just growing up as a young pro.
Coach, just a thought on Ben Street. He came back after a great start to the season, and Bob Hartley really enjoyed him, and all he's done is just torched the AHL for you. Did you ever expect offense at this rate? Because it's better than he's done in Wilkes-Barre and even last year when you had him in Abbey.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I do, Ryan, only because I have a history with him going all the way back to the BCJHL, and I always felt he was just a pure goal scorer and a shooter. But last year when he was in Abbey, we felt that the change from Wilkes-Barre to Abbotsford or the Flames from the Penguins would be more of a discipline, more of a fundamental change in his checking game, the use of his stick. So we kind of really bared down a lot last year on just his whole checking component of the game, and kind of got that in order. He took a back step a little bit offensively. Now he comes full circle. I see his game. He had a great summer of training, and he's on top of his game both offensively and defensively. And now, because he's a matured pro, like, finding his space in the offensive zone and places to get his shot off has become a little bit easier because he's matured so much. And he's playing with good players down here. There's some good passers, and so he's been able to find spots, and people have gotten him the puck.
Corbin Knight, we always bring him up because we are very curious how he's playing and what is happening with him, as he seems to be one of those guys that maybe down the road is going to be of great value here in Calgary. What can you tell us about his development?
Right on track, Boomer, doing a good job. He's a prolific passer. As Ryan would know sitting next to you, I'm a guy that watches a lot of tape, and you see the subtleties that this guy has. I mean, his passing skills are high rate, even in the NHL. If you put him in the lineup today, he's going to make some prolific passes. We get to continue just with the process with him. Corbin's development is going to be away from the puck a lot yet. Still working on his defensive game at closing and playing low in the defensive zone. Those things are all coming along fine. He continues to point out here in the American League, and he's enjoying the success offensively. But you know, we've got to make him a 200-foot player, and we got to make him a player that can play on both sides of the puck, both offensively and defensively, and he's actually doing a really nice job, so he's on track.
I think some players some people were maybe surprised to see Patrick Seeloff stay, had the chance to go and rejoin the Ontario Hockey League. He has turned pro. He has had some injuries or at least infections, some sort of, maybe you can clear it up for us, but where is he at as he now has a couple games under his belt?
Well, he's still back in the States. He's back in Michigan with his family, recovering from his his injury situation, and that's about all I know. I get updated, periodically every couple of weeks as to how he's doing, and they're hopeful that he can rejoin us after Christmas. I think last time I talked to Patrick, which was about a week ago, he felt the same. So he's just kind of on progress back home, and Mom and Dad are kind of taking good care of him, and hopefully he can rejoin us here after Christmas.
Kind of a, I mean, is it a troubling thing? Is it obviously they're trying to manage it as best they can. It just seems like there's a lot of mystery about around this player right now.
Yeah, the mystery is, I think, more of the identity as to what's wrong and how is he handling it, what's the doctors and what's the real prognosis. And even me as the coach here in Abbotsford, I don't really know. I just care about the athlete and just know that he's in good spirits. He says he's on track. He's doing really well. And, for us, it was, even though he's a 19-year-old kid, I believe he's the youngest player in the American Hockey League when the year started, it's a big loss because he's such a good, as a first-year pro, he's a real mature young man and brings a physical presence, which we've certainly missed in his absence. But at the same time, we keep getting reports that he'll rejoin us, so we're just hopeful that'll happen at some point here after Christmas.
Coach, just tell us about this matchup with Utica. What do they represent? I know that they always seem to get up for playing you at home, being in Vancouver's backyard, but you've gotten them in Utica twice already.
Yeah, we won two games here earlier, kind of started, catapulted that win streak here. We came from behind. A good team. The goals, I think, are 15-14 in the four games this year. We've gotten 15, they've gotten 14. Both teams have had some success in the power play. They have a more mature team than we do, Ryan. They're a little bit further down the road with their maturity and their veterans that are playing for them. So we actually have to play a real hard game, but we have to play even a more smart game against them because we have to be cautious of when we push and when we pull back. It's a team that can strike fast on you with some of their veterans. So there's a little age difference in the two teams and a little bit, in the maturity aspect. For us, we have to just be a real patient team. We can't get outworked on the road here tonight. We're going to have a good start to our first period. And they've gotten better and better as the year went on. As most people know, they started slow, but they've got a good group of veterans, and they're starting to kind of turn it around here.
Before we let you go, I did just want to ask about your goaltending. So looking at the numbers with Joni Ortio, he has been playing a fair bit for you, 12-1, 2.26, a 9.23, performing quite well, it would seem.
Yeah, Yanni's been terrific. He's, as you mentioned a little earlier in the interview, we talked about Penticton. He was good there. He just carried that through training camp, got down in Abbey, and then kind of split some time with Bressois between Alaska and Abbotsford. And I like the Alaska part for him because Yanni got some success. He got his game under his belt, came into Abbotsford, and he's been obviously playing very well since then. We've played, I think, equally well in front of him, but he's been great for us, and obviously he's given us a chance to win every game.
Well, enjoy Utica, and I say that with tongue firmly in cheek.
Well, don't worry, they're in Hamilton next.
That's right.
This is a beautiful road trip.
It's the lap of luxury, Coach.
Hope you got your camera.
Thanks. Good to talk to you again.
You too, Boomer.
Take care. You bet. There's Troy Ward, head coach of the Abbotsford Heat.
How about that, Rody?